to start the meeting. So it's August 12th, 2019, 7 p.m. It's the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting. We have a roll call, please.
Yes. Brendage?
Here.
Rodriguez is here. Walter?
Here.
Chacon?
Here.
Crawford?
Here.
Dennis is absent. Forrestal?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
Hedman?
Here.
Thank you.
All right, so let's see, recognition of visitors. So we have Daniel Chacon here. We have Carol. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I forget your last
Kicker.
Name. Kicker. Kicker. Mayor John Purcell. And Daniel Transier, our city liaison.
And yes. Judy Summerall.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Judy.
I'm
John Judy.
I'll answer to anything.
Okay. And Cheryl Wonsky and... Lisa Topper. Okay. Do we have any amendments to the agenda? Okay. All right. If everybody can peruse the minutes from last month, we can approve them.
Because she had to pass on the round.
Oh. Thank you. Maybe while everybody's reading the minutes, we could go around the table and introduce the board to the mayor.
I'm Darren Crawford, board president. Darren
Garcia, vice president.
Jason
Penman.
Ryan Forsall.
Russ Malter. Oh. He knows you.
Oh, you want to go this way?
Yeah.
Okay. Marlis Young, minute taker.
Michael Rodriguez.
Secretary.
Julie Brandes.
Susan
Chacon.
Treasurer.
Treasurer. Treasurer, yep.
Sure.
That's the most important one, right?
Yeah, that's the money.
I say motion to approve minutes as is for the Monday, July 8th board's meeting.
Second.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
And Brendage.
Yes.
Okay. Correspondence. Lisa.
A few things there. One was the article that was in the Kendall Record and the Chronicle, which I'll talk about during the director's report. Mm-hmm. And the second, which is the last page of your packet, is an invitation for a training on open meeting day. September.
So if
you're
able to go to that, it might be beneficial. And you've got the sheet on the back on how to register for it. Okay. Great. All right. Do we have any public comment? No. Any staff comment? Report of the treasurer.
Page two.
Page two.
Do they only give us the pages that have things on it that relate to us? Is that it, maybe?
There could be.
Okay, but like there's no even.
Numbers.
We had a problem because I had to reprint the packet because there was missing out of the proposal on Thurman systems, so I think some of this got
okay, because there's no 2, 4, or 6.
From the checks I can see, and from what I can see here, everything looks
on track of the things that we can control. But I don't see the payment for that big, we had a big repair that was going to come up this month, didn't we? Mm-hmm.
The $7,000 from the chiller isn't on yet.
Okay.
We've got another one that's coming up.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't want to hear you. One at a time.
You'll get it. You'll get it.
All right.
Hang on to your money.
So,
I'll get the page. I'll
will you resend it to us via email?
Yeah, because pages 6.
Yeah, pages 2
eight.
Through.
Yes, it's
2 through.
It has $12,000 on it. So yeah.
Okay, I'll send that out to you
tomorrow.
Yes. Still have to prove our bills.
I know. I'll make a motion that we pay our bills and accounts payable at $22,299.75. Two payroll periods for a total of $37,871.01. For total disbursements of $60,170.76.
Second.
Walter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
Crawford?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yep.
Hedman?
Yes.
Brendich?
Yes.
And Rodriguez?
Yes.
Okay. Any other report of the drug? Sure, yeah, if you want to switch.
Did you want to say something?
Yes.
Oh! She just invited me. I wasn't where I was supposed to say it. Well, thanks for doing this, first of all, because I know how hard it is to get people to volunteer their time, especially something that doesn't pay, so I do appreciate it very much. And Julie, you're brand new. This is your first meeting?
Yes, I am.
Yes. So did you introduce yourselves, everyone?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, we know each other. Our kids are in school together, so. Kindergarten, well, first grade now. Tomorrow. Yes, so I'm a lifelong Yorkville area person, grew up outside of town, went to all the schools in town. I actually went to high school over here when it was, well, when it was 4 years of high school, not just the freshman years, and got Ace Hardware in town in Oswego, and just family's here. So I appreciate the invitation.
You built a bunch of houses in town.
I built a few back before things went to hell, sorry. But now I'm just doing a hardware store and doing the mayor stuff. And so far, it's been 3 months, like 3 months today, tomorrow, something like that. I enjoy it very much. It's a lot of work. Sorry I didn't make it earlier, but there's a lot of meetings I'm trying to just get to and meet everyone.
So I appreciate
you.
How often did I come to the library? You know, more frequently now that my kids are in school. Before I had kids, very infrequently, quite frankly. But now I come, I don't know, probably a dozen times a year. So, not every week, but more than quarterly. So I got to say something about the name Forrestal. I'm a big fan of the Raiders of Lost Ark. And that's the name of a character in there. I think he's the guy at the beginning who's dead, actually. They find him in the cave. I hope that doesn't use something. I'm pretty sure that's who it is, the guy who's got the spears through him or something. But every time I hear your name, I think of that movie, because he says, Forrestal.
So watch that. Next
time I watch that movie, I'll just get to that.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites, yeah.
And the mayor's been invited to our second annual ice cream social.
Excellent.
Yes. What's the date of that again?
September 14th.
I think I'm around that.
I'll text you.
Yeah, no, that's here. You got to write my number down. 630. All this way, you don't have to email. What's that?
Is that for everybody?
Whatever. 363-7466. Texts are best. If you leave me a voice message, it might be weeks before I get to it. I'm just being honest.
But thank you for coming to our meeting.
Sure. No, thanks for letting me be here. And Dan, you can stick around for the rest. I appreciate it.
Yep.
I was able to delegate. That's one thing about being mayor. You get to make appointments. And sometimes you have to encourage people.
Yes.
So, but thank you very much.
And we had a very nice meeting between the mayor and Bart and myself July 30th to go over a little bit of orientation about the library and what some of our goals and how we've been trying to work cooperatively with the city and all of our building issues. So, if you've had any spare change, send it our way.
I got a quarter. And oh, by the way, our dog liked the frisbee. We got a dog about a month ago. I'm 50 years old, and I've never had a dog in my life until a month ago. My wife said, the kids like this dog, you need to come see it. It was over at Animal Control. And if you ever want an animal, Animal Control's got great deals over there.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And they were able to keep the fees low because the former county board finance chair was insistent on that. That was me. Yeah, that was me. So, anyway, we got this dog, and it loved the Frisbee, so thank you very much.
I gave the mayor some of our promotional items.
That's right.
Coffee mug, Frisbee, tote bag.
Yes. So now I have to report that as a gift, right?
We'll just say you're going to spin the wheel at the ice cream social.
And I need ice cream. So, well, thank you all very much. And I really sincerely do appreciate the time you put in, because getting people to these meetings. I was a county board chairman for 2 years, about 8 years ago. And county board chairman, similar to mayor, a lot of appointments to these different organizations. And it's hard to get people to volunteer every time. And I do appreciate it very much. So all of you, when you go home tonight, go watch Raiders of the Lost Ark. Should take just a few minutes. And now you can all text me. You can text me now. Hey, that's right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now can I go out the store? I have to go a long way around.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll go. Thermo Systems came out to clean the coils on the chiller, and they discovered there was an alarm on circuit 2 stop start chassis starter, which was number 1 was replaced. Now we need number 2 replaced. At a cost of $6,723, which includes a 15% discount, and it's scheduled for August 12th. And which was just rescheduled to Thursday, which is another issue with the company. But I was questioning the part, so I did talk to Trico, because I do trust Trico's advice. And they said yes, because it's 13 years old as well, so it was failing. So I asked, well, what else is going to, what else can go wrong with
everything? What else? Don't ask that. Asking what else can go wrong is like,
well, the compressor is 13 years old, so that's going to go eventually.
Especially not in its presence.
Okay. Stanley Steamer's coming out Friday at 5 o'clock to steam in all the bathrooms from 5 to probably 10 o'clock at night. So I will be here while they clean all the bathrooms, because we really need the bathrooms. He really cleans very well. So they did an excellent job on the carpets, and I'm confident they'll do a good job. I've also gotten a quote for cleaning the windows inside and out. Because of the cost, we will go with cleaning the outside, and not both, because it's over $2,000. So we'll clean the outside and the main window as you come in where all the spiders are. That's an additional $300 to spray it with a special solution that will keep the spiders off. So that's what we're going to do in the next 2 weeks. And then next spring, we'll see where the money is. If we have the money, then we'll do the both inside and outside. I did provide information to Converge 1 for Jason's recommendation to start exploring costs for a new phone system. We're having real problems with patrons complaining they can't get through this. I think Jeremy was trying to get hold of me one afternoon. We couldn't get through it. Yeah. So I think that's one of the next major expenses that we need to plan for. Public relations, I've talked about the Kendall Chronicle article about our team program. The reporter contacted Jeanette, and I wanted to talk to the reporter because I wanted to see what the emphasis of the article was. And so I spoke with her, I gave her Jeanette's spelling of her name, and told her to contact Jeanette with more details about the team program. But what I wanted to say was that it was a directive from the board with an emphasis on the teams, which is mentioned in the article. Well, she never contacted, she got some of the information not correct. She never contacted Jeanette. Jeanette was very upset. And so I will be sending a letter to the editor and a copy to the reporter that
the information is not correct, and that should have been contacted for a quote, as I had asked her to do. So, you know, I can only talk to Jeanette as to, I had no control over the article. And she didn't even put the date for the ice cream social in there. But it was a plug for, you know, we were in the same article as Aurora. And so, I mean...
Well, where did she get the information if she never got... She
must have Googled it because I never gave her Frank's last name. She got that, and she was tying in his program with suicide prevention, which isn't really what the gist of that is. So all I can do is ask for a rebuttal, point of clarification on one of the next issues. Please mark your calendar now for the ice cream social, September 14th, 2019, at 2 o'clock, 2 to 4. What we will do differently this time is we will be giving out tickets for the ice cream so that you get one ticket, you get one ice cream, and then you get a second ticket, and that's to spin the wheel for a prize. And you'll get either a Frisbee, a tote bag, or a coffee mug.
Same vendors? Same setup of how we did last year?
And the friends will, a couple of friends will help, staff will help. We've got the band, the strings, we're trying to get the clowns. We're going to do a whole checklist. So we'll be working with staff on that. I will not be at the September 9th board meeting. Shelley will be here in my absence. My brother Kevin major surgery on September 9th and also second surgery on the 11th, back surgery in Florida. So I will be going down there for that and then flying back Thursday night for the high school social. But I will be here. I'm his only sibling. Okay, as I mentioned, I met with Mayor Purcell and Bart. I provided Julie with the orientation to the board. It was very brief. I've got to know a little bit about her. I think she's going to be a welcome addition to our board, especially with the minimum wage coming up and how we're going to have to look at staffing and salaries. And her background is HR. Becky Saley has resigned and will be moving to Oklahoma. She's been a valuable reference assistant in Sharon Augustine's department for the last 7.5 years. I did post the position. I've gotten 8 applications, of which 7 are strong candidates. Also been told we're going to have probably another 4 people leaving within the next year. Well, actually within the next 3 months to 6 months, primarily from the children's department, people going back to school, people relocating. So I'm probably going to hire 3 people out of this group, and so bring them in. The one will be in reference, one will be in children's, and one will be a floater that can be trained to work all in the department. So that's, I mean, we pay $9 an hour. Most of the people are relocating.
And that's including the one that's listed here?
Yes.
So 3 in addition to the one?
Yes. So that's where we are. I wasn't going to mention this, but I think I will. Thursday, I was on vacation Thursday and Friday, so I have a number of days I need to use up before my anniversary date. And I was in an airport in Orlando. And I got a call from alarm detection company. When I saw that Aurora number pop up, and I just pulled off on the side of the road, I texted Dixie to handle it. But what happened was someone got locked in the building. It was a teenager upstairs. And she left a note with what 2 books she was taking because she couldn't check them out. Nobody was here in the building. And it was someone that children's knew. It turned out she was sitting in the quiet reading room, and the staff member went in, saw her, but didn't see her, and she got locked in. So Dixie came with the police because we have a person that is has reappeared that we thought maybe he was hiding in the building. So Dixie came back with the police and did a walkthrough, and the building was clear. The next day, staff member on duty, and I knew exactly who was on duty, the staff member's supervisor spoke to her, and Dixie sent out an email to staff about the importance of being checking the building. So everything was handled properly. I spoke Monday with that person's supervisor. Everything's been documented. And from what I understand, it's happened before many times through the years. So,
what's been happening?
People got locked in a number of times.
Guy the same employee?
No. Throughout the years. I've had it happen at Dundee.
Okay.
Somebody got locked in. He called his mom, and the police called me. They wanted to know the code for the alarm system. I said, we have no code. Just tell them to push the door and come in. But I'm more concerned about how things happen is to how did that happen?
Right.
Because somebody could be hiding in the back and walk out with
things.
Exactly.
But it also shows that our alarm system's working because it showed activity on the second floor,
right.
Motion. And
so do we need to do training again or remind them?
No, it's been handled. Okay. It's been handled. The staff member I spoke with kept beating herself up about how did it happen. She's in her mind going over and over again that how did this happen.
Okay.
So it's all been handled. It's, you know, I tend to want to let the managers deal with their staff and then talk to the manager about how it was handled. But everything was handled properly. And even though I'm on vacation, I'm always checking emails too. So.
Okay.
You can go away, but you can't really go away. So I commend the staff for handling it properly. So that's my report.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. We didn't have any standing committees meet. I guess unfinished business. Let's move to the digital sign update.
Okay, I've got an email as of about 2 hours ago from Aaron with Aurora Sign. They're going to start digging up the ground August 26th, and they're hoping that the sign will be completed the week of September 2nd. It won't be in time for the book sale, but it'll be in time for promoting the Ice Cream Social. And that's all pending with WatchFire because they're a little backed up with sales, but he's anticipating completion September 2nd. And they've been a pleasure to work with. Very, very competent.
Mini golf events.
Mini golf. I'm so excited about that because we're going to have one this year. Following last month's meeting of the library board, we met within a few days with Elise and Tim Evans, Shea Remus, who's superintendent of recreation, and Tiffany Forrestal, and we talked about who could do what and what could be done. I know that Tim has indicated that they would do, from Parks and Rec, would do a lot, but, you know, he has other people there that have different ideas. Mm-hmm. But Tiffany's on top of things, and she knows that the Friends will help as much as we can as volunteers. No one wants to be in charge of anything, but we have told her that we will help her in whatever way we can. I also worked with Rob Fredrickson's City Finance to be sure that what we were going to pay Tiffany would be all the legal ramifications of that. And we knew that if we gave her over a certain amount, she would have to file a 1099. And so I worked with Rob on that and got together with the executive board of the Friends. And we came up with an offer that was under that amount, but so that she had the choice then to take that or come back with something else. But then we also agreed to give her a percentage of the profit over a certain amount. So we've worked all of that out. She will not have to file a 1099. That lady has already started on so many things. She has so many great ideas, and she was at the Friends meeting this morning, and they were all duly impressed. So we're moving right ahead, right along with that, so thank you. I do have two other things. I know this is not mini golf, but I'll talk fast. The library's book sale.
Yes.
This is our 11th annual. It's coming up. It's Labor Day weekend. And I have, for your pleasure and enjoyment, just a half sheet of the dates that we need volunteers. And if you're available, any of those, and I know so many of you are working, that it's not possible. We appreciate that. And this year, we're going to do part of our setup at 3 o'clock on Tuesday, and that's moving all of these boxes. They're taking over. I mean, we have a couple weeks yet to go. We just have more boxes than we've ever had before. But we're going to get some of the high school kids to come and move the boxes starting at 3. Well, they're going to be practicing, don't you think?
Right.
Yeah. I know.
Nobody in a fall sport's going to be able to help.
But we're going to work with the athletic director and see what we can come up with. But there are some dates that you could help if you were interested. We would appreciate it. Well, if you can't, get a friend, neighbor,
an alderman. An alderman.
And I'll give you one too. So do that. And then the other thing I want to let you know is that this morning at the Friends meeting, we approved $3,085 for not only adult programs, Shelley Augustine, but we also funded the book page, that book list publication that's out on the counter, and that is $576, so we approved that. That's part of that $3,000, and $588 for Constant Contact, and that's that email newsletter you get at the beginning of every month. And then she does the monthly movies, and $120 for the year for snacks and water bottles and things like that. So that was a total of $3,084, and we still have a little bit of money left. So we're hoping that the book sale will fill in all those.
Replenish.
So, what?
I said replenish.
Yes. So the book sale usually is well over $6,000.
Yeah.
I know. We just need people to buy them now. But thank you very much. Thank you for your support with the video.
I always end up buying the books that I've donated.
Seriously?
Good. We'll take your
money.
And
then I'll start reading it. Be like, I have read this. Like, really? I have to come up with a system. Like,
It's your initial in the book.
I know.
No, we can't sell as many if you write them.
I know. I never put my kids' names in them because I always want to give them away.
Just do a pencil in the corner.
Well, some people have like a little system. We see dots on the top and books and things. So.
But I can't tell you how many times it's happened that I have, like.
We love it. It's okay.
Repurchase. They're like, well, there goes my donation.
But thank you very much for your support with the mini golf. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, mural design and content.
I have some information that's a little bit new, and I know that you guys also met, so we'll start. So I contacted the artist and talked to him about maybe incorporating more authors into the mural, and he has not gotten back to me on that. I also contacted him and said if we did go in a different direction, what would that be like if he does want more money if we decide to change the concept? So I think that the guild is willing to work on that.
So if we change the whole concept of the, as far as how he went to the, his drafts,
right,
he would want more.
Right.
Okay. And so we met, but, you know.
I think in order to move on with this, you just have to forget authors and just do something different behind there, because it's just too, there's too many, you know, opinions or whatever, how you want to say it.
It's nice to focus more on the literature and on knowledge as a concept, as opposed to
office
individuals. Mm-hmm. So I asked him to do that. He's super busy right now. He's in the middle of that huge mural, so I don't anticipate hearing back from him until like the end of this month, at least. And he had said that he could get it done by the end of the year, so I guess I'll come back with another update after I talk to the guild board, and then I'll talk to him, and then I'll come back to you guys with, I don't know when he'll be able to give us a new
sketch. Does the board agree with that? Instead of just bringing out authors, we don't focus on names and authors,
what's,
we focus more on
what's the goal of the mural? Like, what are we trying to display?
It was something that, well, it was authors. Yeah, Mahogany, but...
I do have my office.
She does. Okay, well, she has Mahogany. But they were trying to do a nice mural behind the reference desk, mm-hmm. but it was specific authors.
So we're just trying to figure out what's the right content to display.
Yes. So we decided that if it's going to continue with trying to pick out an author, because we've been doing this for what, almost a year now, maybe?
Just want everybody to feel welcome.
Everyone to feel comfortable.
It's really difficult
when
you only have three or four authors. Because
right.
more than that would be too overwhelming.
Well, that's
on the
what
wall.
I was asking.
Right.
Because he had originally said that it would be too crowded.
Yes.
If he could put more people in there.
Right.
But, you know, I asked him that again because I wasn't too sure which other guild. But I think the guild board is willing to look around and find a little additional funding for a new concept. And he said that he's willing to do that. So I will get the original sketches soon.
But do you guys as a board agree with that going another concept instead of just trying to figure out these three authors? Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Literature, focus more on literature and, you know, books and something else.
More
just
content.
Or content, yes.
Yeah.
And not just authors that we're going to put in the back. She's going to go get this so you can see what we're talking about.
I'm going to go see if I have a message on my phone because Kevin was supposed to be here tonight.
Okay. Yay, nay, yes?
Oh,
yeah.
From RJ.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we've been working on this for a while. And
it's been brought up
keeps
at least twice about the authors, and
yes.
it's been thrown back as to come up with new authors. And I think we just need to go in a different direction.
I agree.
There's no way to represent everyone.
Exactly.
And,
not with only three.
Not with only three. Right. Like, mm-hmm. in the space
and
constraints that we have.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I think... Yeah.
Is
there
more timeless as well?
Yeah. Is there a way to crowdsource any feedback from people who visit the library and ask them what they would like?
Well,
to
we were gonna do office, and we were actually gonna have we wanted to do Cheryl said doing a suggestion box for patrons that come in,
mm-hmm.
but then you know it goes to here we go again with the titles of authors and
mm-hmm.
it just becomes more difficult. Because somebody else might walk in and say, oh, I don't want to see that person, or I don't want to see that author.
Yeah.
So I think keeping it more on the context of being general and focusing more on literature and books and not people. You can still know the people without seeing the books. I mean, seeing the actual people, just by putting the titles in the books. You want everyone to feel welcome when
sure.
they walk through the library. You don't have to
go over
this.
Back to the
drawing
board.
Yes, unfortunately, but
yeah.
for the sake of our community and the
yeah.
sake of you know everyone feeling comfortable on the board,
I think it'll end
I
up
think
being
it's a
good
great
thing.
Direction.
It's a neat concept.
It is.
But yeah, you can't put stick another person up in that corner. Yeah, how do you pick and choose the right people?
I think we were unanimous that Shakespeare needs to be up there.
Yeah.
But after that,
it got pretty.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, you never know who's going to fall out of favor next week.
Sure.
Yes.
That's the
exactly.
other thing. Like,
that's
when you have to get the thing, I was like,
yeah.
and then it's
yes.
5, 10 years from now, we're like, why did you choose these people?
Yes.
Like,
step two.
Really, well, I mean, he's a phenomenal artist. If you just draw some fantastic looking books and
yes.
keys and knowledge, that never goes
yeah,
out of style. Those concepts never go out.
Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So then that solves it, right, guys? We're done with that, and then we'll go on it. And we know we are very appreciative to the guild that they're willing to
yes.
work with us on this. I know it's been, you know, something that they want to see, you know,
yeah,
and they have
really
done. Everyone's excited about it.
Yeah, and that's the goal. Everybody comes in and
yes. So tell them that we appreciate them working with us, and that we appreciate them
really
to help us out. This.
Definitely.
And the author, the artist as well.
They put that
on top.
That is
we'll
a
be back.
Okay.
Fantastic
we'll
concept.
Back.
Great. Next.
E-rate update. Well, we filed a Form 471 to improve the wireless network, replace what we have, and add 6 more access points of 2 flavors that Jason and I determined were the best ones for the library. They don't have annual subscription fees, things like that. I have gotten 2 responses from company DSN. I forget where they're from. And who's the other one? Fisic Electric, which is a local company that I've worked with before. They do very good work. We're having the 471 put out a date of August 24th for a mandatory walkthrough, which is a Saturday. Fisic didn't want to do a Saturday because they're not open. So I may call DSN and say, can you make it Monday instead? So we'll make it on Monday the 26th at the same time. That way, I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I don't work for the most part, so I can be there. If I'll let you know. I got to call DSN first and say, we got a problem with scheduling, and can you make it on the 26th instead? I'm sure they'll say okay. But so far, as far as I've been either emailed or left a voicemail for, those are the only two companies that are showing any interest in coming through. But hopefully we'll get maybe one or two more.
Can you keep me looped in on those dates too if they change your...
Pardon?
Can you keep me looped in on...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd
like to walk through it too, just to see.
Yeah. So once we get that done, there's a limit, time limit, when they can submit their... I forget what the time limit would be, but it's then our E-rate consultant will go through the proposals and send us the proposals plus an overview of everything and who does what, and we don't necessarily have to pick the cheapest because it's an E-rate thing, and we get half. Project won't be done until next year anyway. So, because that's when the funding comes out, it would be next year. So we can't do the project until the funding has been approved.
Okay. So I put off the process some more.
Yeah. So that's all I have for that.
Were you able to?
I went upstairs. I checked my phone emails. I checked the phone upstairs. I do not have a message from Kevin. Okay. I did touch base with him Friday. He said he would be here, so I don't know what happened.
So, Thermosystems maintenance.
I met with Thermosystems, their rep, on Friday because he could not attend tonight. What I did discover, and Julie also brought it up when I met with her, there's a number of discrepancies in their contract. But one thing to consider is, two things to consider with Thermosystems is, one is they're only maintaining the chiller. They're not looking at any of the other mechanical equipment, the HVAC system, or any of the other equipment we have. And they are not including cleaning of the chiller, which cost us $900 to clean the coils this past week. Thermosystems will come out four times a year, but that's just for the chiller, whereas the mail will come out two times a year to cover all of the equipment.
Now, we signed a maintenance agreement on the chiller this year, right?
It expires August 31st. The only thing that means with Thermosystems is, or any of these contracts, is if you don't have a contract, then you're not a priority when you call in for service. The other thing is you don't get the 10 to 15% discount. But with us, when we have a problem, we need service pretty quickly.
So who's our current agreement with that we did this year?
Thermosystems is Daikin, but Daikin was bought out by Thermos.
Got it. Okay.
I have not been pleased with the service or correspondence or communication with the company at all, and the sales rep said he realizes that there's problems.
So it's changed since they bought out Daikin.
And in the proposal, which I thought was interesting, Thermosystems, they want to train the facility manager at the library to be able to troubleshoot problems with the chiller, because they only want to be contacted truly is an emergency. I said, we don't have a facility manager. We have no one here. I said, well, maybe you should consider hiring like a part-time retired engineer from the community. I said, we don't have the money to do that.
No, I mean, you're paying for a service, so I just don't like ThermoSystems contract and that they're putting it back as part of the accountability being
on us.
On us, yeah. That you're paying for the service, you right. Should get what?
Is that the door?
You know, it just creaks.
I agree with what you're saying.
I mean, I'm not happy that the rep that's supposed to present to
me is not here. So that's
but
two things.
I mean, he wasn't here last month because his wife had a baby the day before. That's understandable.
Wow.
But if he said that he's going to be here...
Send somebody else. I'm confused. Yeah. Are only one person work at this company?
Do you know anyone or gotten any references for this new company? Chatted with anyone who uses them just to see what their experience has been? I mean, just might be a good...
They reached out to us because they're a local company.
Sure.
I was about to say, I feel like I know this name, though.
Yeah.
Their
bands are all over the place.
He lives in Yorkville, and he reached out to us.
Yeah. He might just ask for...
They also came out. They also came out and did a walkthrough. They did a walkthrough to look at our equipment.
RJ O'Neill?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it was RJ O'Neill that did the walkthrough?
Yes.
Okay.
That's when we found the bad pressure relief valve on the water heater.
Oh, when they came out?
Yep.
Yeah, it's been replaced.
So I know with the chiller, in the past it has been a challenge getting anybody other than Dakin to work on it, correct?
Because Dakin, it's their equipment. They've had the contract since 13 years. They've had the contract.
But would RJ O'Neill be able to source parts and be able to support all of our equipment here?
During the walkthrough, he said yes.
Okay. I mean, would they?
I specifically asked him that. I said, "Do you guys handle the Dakin applied equipment, and can you repair it and get parts and all that?" And he said yes.
They get a lot of parts from Thermo.
Yeah. That company, ThermoSystems. So instead of just having ThermoSystems, we go to someone else.
Mm-hmm. They're a big supplier. So these guys, RJ O'Neill,
from ThermoSystems.
Have you ever heard of the company before?
RJ O'Neill? I mean, I've seen their products and stuff.
So, you don't have anything up here, and then you're not satisfied.
I'm not satisfied with ThermoSystems, I'll tell you that.
So, do you remember from when you met with RJ O'Neill, how many times? They were going to clean the coils as well, right?
They clean the coils. They would come out twice a year.
And that's included in the price?
Mm-hmm. And it's all outlined in the proposal, what they
spring
will do.
Fall.
Okay. Whereas ThermoSystems, $900. They'll come out four times, but they're going to charge you. Well, we only get the coil cleaned once a year. I have a company coming out this week to give me a quote on putting screens on the chiller so that it keeps the cotton from going into the chiller. So they're going to give me a quote on doing the screens.
And it seems like RJ is going to give you 24 hours a day, 365 included in their pricing, but Thermo is going to charge you overtime if you have something going on after regular hours.
Their transition from Dakin to ThermoSystems is not very smooth. They've lost a lot of the record keeping too on clients.
And we're trying to get this done before that, right?
I mean, if there's some reason why you feel like you need to stay with who you're with, I'd go back and push them on a contract to have them amend a couple of things that really matter otherwise.
I'm not happy with... I see just the lack of communication. Telling me they're going to be here... Like, they were supposed to be here today, then call him and say, oh, it's Thursday. Well, then why do you tell me Monday and then you tell me your text person Thursday?
Well, her contract expires at the end of the month, but I guess with the September meeting coming up, we can...
be without a contract.
Yeah.
Which means we, if something happens, we would have to be a high priority, but get somebody to come out. I mean, I don't think the rep was going to say anything different. Everything's outlined in their contract as to what they're going to provide for the $4,000.
And he's local?
It is local.
So if RJ O'Neill can present at the next meeting.
But even if they can't present, are we not going to accept them because they can't come?
It's not any different. He would just answer any questions. Everything is here in the proposal that they want to
do. Do we have any questions?
That's what I was saying. That's what I'd want.
One or two references from another business.
Yeah.
Would be, like, I think, would probably give people peace of mind that was the right decision to make. Like, those come back good.
I think we need references, not him to come. I think this is pretty straightforward. I like that he's not just inspecting, because I'm like, are we paying you to inspect things? But they're actually cleaning and changing some things. It's all the equipment rather than one piece of equipment,
right.
But. You can write up a really nice proposal, but have no other person who's ever hired you to do the job before, and maybe not be qualified to do this size job.
How would you like the references? Do you want me to talk to the references, or do you want
Then
you want to just write up what they said?
I would make sure you go in with just a couple of questions. Use the same questions.
Mm-hmm.
No residential. I would make sure it's commercial.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, how long have you been with them? Anything, any problems come up?
Are they fixing one thing
them?
Or multiple? Well, then it's the size of the job. We have them fixing all of our systems. Maybe they did great, but they only did one thing in that commercial environment. Have they ever done a job this large before?
And their response time.
Because according to our monthly bills, they're going to be here a lot.
Yeah.
We need somebody who understands that.
If he's got no problem with it, he'll turn over a couple references really quickly to you.
Okay.
It should not be a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. For his
so I'll just write it up and forward it on.
Yeah, I think that's
if great nothing happens.
Yes.
It'll be what, two? It's only 9 days.
And then if we get a good response,
just have to go for a really good 9 days.
Get approved for the next morning because we get good references.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's very detailed. Right, guys?
Mm hmm.
Residential? Okay, so he answered the question for us.
For sure. They had a service department in 1992.
I'd be interested in that if they give it to the library.
You can ask him that. Mm-hmm. Anything else you found?
It's
a woman's president.
Guy graduated from Notre Dame, mechanical engineering degree, took over in 1992 at a service department, sheet metal shop.
Have you asked the city's facility manager if he knows about this company?
Not yet, but I can't.
You could ask him.
Or maybe they use someone and you could get a good deal if you get onto the same... I don't know. You might get a good contract with someone if the city's using somebody.
That he's trying to.
Okay. Any other?
I think that's it.
No, I get it.
Okay.
So you have two little more things. On the what's missing in the packet that's here. Your complete packet that's electronically sent to you has everything as it comes from City Hall. So if you go into that, it says he's sending it to you electronically. You have it in the packet to just pull it up because that's straight from Amy. And then the second thing is tomorrow night there's a reception for the new police chief at 6 o'clock at City Hall. I will be attending because I want to introduce myself to him. because I want to set up a meeting. We're going to have October 11th.
Yes.
Next month I'll be asking to close the library the whole day. We're going to concentrate on dealing with the homeless. We're going to have a speaker come in. We're going to show the movie to public. And we're not going to have what happened last year, but happen again.
Right.
So we're going to, from the start, we have a problem. They break the rule. They're trespassing. That's it.
Thank you.
I believe there's no other business, so I'd like to make a motion that we adjourn.
A second.